This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to the special edition of the Strang Report podcast. I am so honored today to interview Dr. Mark Sherwood of Tulsa, Oklahoma. He is a very interesting person, and I got to know him best at the Reawaken America Tour a few weeks ago up in Michigan, and he was there, and he was powerful. He has a very interesting background. He's a naturopathic physician out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. He also has a podcast called Hope and Health on the Charisma Podcast Network. But he was also a member of the Power Team. Do you remember these guys that rip telephone books? Are you old enough to remember telephone books? And he's one of the most interesting people that I've ever met. And when I met him, I said, I've got to have you on the Strang Report. And of course, he agreed to it. But one of the things we're going to talk about is his passion for what's happening in America. And he's getting involved because he is running, get this, for governor in the state of Oklahoma. You don't want to miss my conversation with Dr. Mark Sherwood. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Welcome back, everyone, and welcome to you, Dr. Sherwood. I am so appreciative of you working me into your schedule, and I'm so impressed not only with your brains, I mean, here you're a doctor, your brawn, I mean, the Power Team. I saw you rip up a phone book with my own eyes. But what motivated you to run for governor? I mean, that would be like me running for governor of the state of Florida. I mean, you are really sticking your neck out. What happened?
Well, I will begin with, the Lord spoke to me, as he many times does, Stephen. Thank you for having me on. I'm so honored to be here, But it all began with, how the Lord works in your life. He'll begin to kind of send you messages and signals that, hey, man, you need to step up, and it just continued to happen. And I will say, finally, I yielded to his direction. And it's just based upon the high belief inside me that we as believers should be stepping up into leadership positions. And over the course of time, we have not done that, and we've tried to sort of veer away from it a lot of times as a whole. And the Lord clearly said, step out there and be a Moses, be a David, be a Joseph, stand in the gap for my people. And we're under attack right now across our world and across our country specifically. And so all that said, I just simply was obedient to the call.
Well, good for you. And that is something that I think is so important. And we cover it here at Charisma Media. I have written several books about it, principally that this business guy that had never held public office felt he should run for president, and he won. Donald Trump, we just are so concerned about the way our country is going. And, my impression is that Oklahoma is a very conservative place. And in fact, is it the buckle of the Bible Belt? I'm not sure exactly where the buckle would be, but one of the presidential elections, I think every single county was red, but that's changing. I mean, when Donald Trump was in Tulsa a year ago or so, mm-hmm. I heard that your Republican mayor was doing things to make it difficult for people to get in with inspections or COVID or something. And I said, what's going on? And someone explained to me that a lot of your officials in Oklahoma may have an R by their name, but they're not exactly conservative. What's going on there?
Well, you're right. In the 2020 presidential election, Steve, all 77 Oklahoma counties did vote overwhelmingly in favor of Donald J. Trump. And unfortunately, as time went on, you have this Republican Party platform that is very clear in what we're supposed to stand for and what we're supposed to do. But a lot of people don't understand in Oklahoma, we don't have, of course, a Democratic problem, but we have a Republican problem. We have Republicans who are seriously just talking the game but not living it. And we would call them rhinos, the Republican in name only. And I don't like to be slanderous with that concept, but that's exactly what it is. They're talking a good game but not doing it. They're being political cronies and just speaking like they're in favor of Donald Trump, but they're not. They're speaking as if they're in favor of conservative action, but they're not. They're speaking like a Republican, but they don't do anything in action to it. Namely, this is just an example, the one of the senators in Oklahoma, James Lankford, he did not stand up and say the elections of 2020 were false. He didn't even object to them. He just basically made excuses for it and tried to be in the middle. And that's the problem. You know, the last time I checked, you know, we are supposed to stand up for God, for the Constitution. And you can't be bought by political favors. And that's kind of what I see going on here. Probably not just Oklahoma, but a lot of the more conservative states. And we have to become more aggressive in the belief system of where we stand so that we're able to have non-compromising positions that we have. I mean, it goes on, and I could belabor the point, but I think you get the idea.
You know, isn't it interesting that you never hear the term Democrat in name only? They'd be dinos, right? Never. But you hear it about the Republicans all the time, and it's not just in Oklahoma. A lot of the Republicans up in Washington, I mean, there's no reason for us to name names, but I mean, it's just well known that, you know, they run as conservatives and they govern as liberals. And even a couple of our Republican presidents, they would say all the right things for the values that conservatives and particularly evangelical Christians believe. And then they did nothing. And moving the embassy, the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, is just one good example. Donald Trump got in there. And one of the things I admired so much about him, and I emphasize this in my books, was that he actually tried to fulfill his campaign promises. And I am a Republican, but I was a Democrat for many, many years until they moved so far to the left. I am not in favor really of either political party, but in our system, you have to sort of be one or the other. And I tell people I'm a reluctant Republican because, you know, we sort of have no choice. But what I do personally is I will get behind people's campaign who I believe in, who have the values I have, and I think that maybe my help can make a difference. And, you know, I wonder how much a podcast from a guy that lives in Florida who's got a national audience can help in one of the 50 states. But I so admire what you're doing, and I know that it's important to get some traction early. A lot of what people look at in the primary is who is out there that's got enough going for them that they could actually win, you know, in the general election. So you've got a primary coming up next June, 2022, June 20th to be exact, and you would know better than I do because I don't read the news up there how many people have announced, and undoubtedly some more will announce. So what are you doing to get out your message and to show voters, you know, how you can get elected? And maybe my follow-up question should be, how can listeners get behind you? Because really, if you're an American citizen, you can support and contribute to anybody running for elected office anywhere in the country. And I have personally supported candidates in other states when I thought that my support might make a difference. So really any of us can contribute. Now, we can't vote unless we live in your state or your district, but we can get behind you. So, you know, let's get a snowball here going and running down the hill. That's my motivation for having you on the podcast today.
Well, I think, you know, what I'm doing that is going to be different is I'm actually talking to people. You know, I'm getting out and talking to people. I'm having events. I'm talking with folks. I'm trying to let them know that it is not about me. It's about we. And I'm actually spending time with people. I spent the time just this week talking to a rural farmer from Western Oklahoma about how he had insight into some Veterans Affairs situations, some agricultural issues. He couldn't believe I called and talked to him. This guy was shocked that I talked to him, and I said, well, why wouldn't I? I don't understand. And he goes, well, nobody calls me from politics. And Steve, that broke my heart. And I talked to some ladies who were concerned this week about their children being sent home routinely during the first few weeks of school because of close contacts of people that were infected with a said virus. And so, you know, they were talking about the grade suffering and what we could do. And I offered to become part of their Facebook group just to give them a resource and a voice. They appreciated that so much. And so that's key. You know, to talk, it's about people. It's not about politics. And frankly, I can say this clearly, I don't care about anything to do with politics. I care about people. I will make decisions. I won't be a politician. I will ask the question why, and I'm anti-establishment. So I'm not going in there to become one of the gang or one of the crew. I'm going in there to do a job and give my word, just like President Donald J. Trump did. And I'm going to do everything I can to fulfill every promise that I do, because my word is my bond. This is the second part of your question. This is not a Oklahoma race. And I'll tell you why, because we and my the way I live, the way my wife is, and we got to spend some time together. I'm kind of a no-nonsense guy. I mean, I don't have time to play games in the middle of a war that we're in, so to speak. And so this race, if elected and fortunate enough by God's grace to be in a position like that, these decisions that are made will become a beacon, a lighthouse for the whole states of the United States to see, because people will say, hey, if that governor Sherwood and his wife, First Lady Michelle, if they are willing to do that, man, maybe I can too. You see, our goal with this is not just to win a race. Our goal with this is to elevate the platform of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his principles forward, to give other people confidence that there can be a boldness of a lion to step out front, in the gap, interpose on behalf of the people, and give other leaders around the state, whether it be in our homes as men or women, whether it be in school boards, whether it be as mayors, and say, you know what, I can see myself doing that. And Steve, that's our objective. And that's why, you know, whether people are in Florida or whether they're in California or Colorado, this is going to affect you too, because I promise you right now that the decisions we make, which are going to be significant, I want to be the first state in the United States to eliminate all abortions. And we've got a plan to do that. And that will create a domino effect of confidence everywhere we go, for people to have the ability to say, hey, if those people did that, maybe I can too.
Well, you know, we've seen with the whole COVID pandemic how important governors are. Some of the states' governors have been great to work with, you know, trying to decide what to do with this dread pandemic and not shut down our lives entirely. And then other states, mm-hmm. especially in New York and California, their measures have been almost draconian, especially as it relates to conservatives and to Christians. Isn't it interesting now that Governor Cuomo is out and Governor Newsom of California is on a recall a few days from when we're recording this podcast. So Dr. Sherwood and I don't know the outcome of that, but I mean, it shows how people are having a backlash. Meanwhile, the governor here in Florida, Ron DeSantis, has been doing a great job, but you know, he mm-hmm. almost lost in a pretty conservative state. He almost lost to a very radical leftist who was basically unknown and under investigation for some kind of corruption in Tallahassee. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was scary how close it was, but boy, my wife and I have commented many times how different life would be had that guy gotten in. And also, you know, to your point, the other states follow the lead of some of the leading states, and Oklahoma is certainly that. And we also need to, at least this is my opinion, we need to show the rhinos that we're not going to put up with it. We need to have true conservatives. So I know you've got a website. How could people find out more, find out how they could get involved, and maybe just give us an idea for someone like me who doesn't live in Oklahoma, you know, what kind of vote, you know, like how many people vote? Do you have to get 50% plus one to win the primary, et cetera?
Yeah, you're right about that, 50% plus one in the primary. A lot of times, and this is very sad, the majority of the registered voter population does not vote in the primary. I mean, that goes across the board across the U.S., and we cannot be apathetic about that anymore. We have to get involved, because when you live in a red state-ish or a conservative state like we do, it is important to get out and vote. One of the most awesome things we have in this constitutional republic is the ability to cast a vote and elect people that we want to. We had to become a nation once again that's willing to step up from we the people. The website that people can find information about myself and our campaign is Sherwood2022.com. Sherwood2022.com. Super easy. Again, you can check us on the podcast, because before I decided to run, you can just see who we are. I mean, that's important. We're just real people. We are one of the billions of people across our country that just decided to step up. It will always be, Steve, about we the people. It'll never be about Mark. That's not even relevant to our discussion. This is about we. I will be the same as I am right now. Will not back down to people that just talk a good game, i.e. the rhinos. I frankly have no tolerance for people with no spines that just talk and talk and talk. I said to somebody the other day, on the same concept, I'm sick of hearing good sermons. I need to see them, and I need to be them. And I mean that with all of my heart.
Well, good for you. I'm just so proud of you, and you've made such an impact with the Power Team for so many years, and then now through helping people with their health. I appreciate you being on the Charisma Podcast Network, and I really enjoyed getting to know you at the Reawaken America Tour. I'm going to be out in Colorado Springs. I understand that it's already sold out, but they're having one in November in San Antonio and in Dallas in December. And, you know, Clay Clark is a guy there from Tulsa who has a successful businessman, but he stepped up when he saw what was happening to our country, and people have responded.
Mm-hmm.
Those events are so exciting, and I so appreciated the opportunity to meet you there. And
yes,
I hope you win. I hope you win the primary. I hope you win the general election, rather. And how many votes do you think you're going to have to get to win the primary?
I would say probably 250,000, something in that nature.
250,000 spread across to 77 counties. Well, there's more than 250,000 Christians in Oklahoma, that's for sure.
Yes, there is. And it's time to step up for what we believe and put our voting hats on.
That's right. The other side is not timid about trying to get their people out to the polls, and we can't be passive. If we're passive, we're going to get to a point to where it's too late. And we're almost done with the podcast. I so appreciate it. But if I could just get a little plug for my new book, which actually released this week, the week we're recording this. You're one of the first people to read the book, and I just so appreciated some of your remarks.
Yeah, seriously, I spent the last, you know, I told you I was going to take it on my little hiatus getaway, and I did. I read that book in 3 days and couldn't put it down. God and cancel culture. The way you laid that out in regard to all of the interviews and all the homework you did about the erosion of all of these rights, these liberties, these values that we have, Steve, was brilliant. It charged me up. This is something that I really believe in, and I hope if you don't hear anything about the podcast, hear this. You need to get that book, God in Cancer Culture. If you have any concept of who God is and you're a believer out there, that book needs to be front and center right now. Buy one, get one for other people, because I'm telling you, it will light you up as far as the desire to step up. We have became a little bunch of sissies. That book will keep you from becoming a child and let you grow up quick to what's really happening in the world. That book was something that opened my eyes, and I could really go on and on about it, but I commend you, sir, for doing that. Brilliant job. Excellent job. And I want everyone that I know to get that. I've already told everyone I know about it. I'm going to continue to.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm humbled by your remarks. You and I did not rehearse this. I didn't ask you to plug the book, but I knew you liked it because you would send me little text messages, which I appreciated. I don't very often get that kind of feedback, and of course, I'm doing everything I can to let people know about the book. To me, it's more important about the message than it is just selling one more book. I'm privileged to sell several millions of books every year that I publish, not that I write. And this book seems to be very well received, but thank you so much. I didn't expect such an enthusiastic endorsement, but I hope that you win. I really do. Keep in touch. I want to find out more about your campaign. We'll cover it, of course, as we feel it's appropriate. And also, I want to encourage people to look on the Charisma Podcast Network for Hope and Health. It's only been up about a year. It's doing very well from the way I analyze things for a new podcast, and I'm sure it will continue to grow. And when I do an article on this, I'll be sure to put a link to your podcast so that people can check it out. So Thank you once again for being my guest on the Strength Report. Thank you for the new friendship that's forming, and I just pray that you get the traction you need. The little bit I've known about politics, supporting a few people that I believe in, as I said earlier, is that a lot of times it's the early things that will help you get momentum that you really need to win. A lot of politics is about that. And of course, it needs to be momentum for the right kind of people. And I'm just enthusiastically endorsing your run for governor there in Oklahoma. So thank you to my listeners for listening. Share this with your friends, especially if you know people in Oklahoma. Check out his website and tune in again tomorrow for another episode of The Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, that's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.